another generation may be more sensible than ours. Now that, ladies and gentlemen, is passing the buck. But I am an optimist. You wouldn't believe it from what you've been listening to. In fact, my wife was once asked, why does your husband, who tells us all these horrible things, how does he manage to keep his black hair? I can assure you it's not dyed. And my wife said, look at my white hair. I pass my pessimism on to other people. I believe we can beat the clock because, and this is not sentimental mockery or anything else, I genuinely sit at the feet of my own children. I listen to them and I respect them. And they haven't let me down. I don't think they will. Mark you, they're pretty big feet. They're all grown up and married. And therefore, arguing rather as I'm doing in relation to their own children. But I believe in this generation, genuinely so. I think it's the most misunderstood, the most psychoanalyzed, the most misrepresented, the most caricatured generation we've ever had. And don't any of the younger generation here present make that excuse of going out and doing all the things you think you're going to do. Now, one last word. I've given up predicting. I now prognose. There is a difference with the experience I've gained that makes me say just this. If you predict, people plan for that prediction. If you study a trend and extrapolate the trend, people plan for the trend you are extrapolating and confirm the trend in the process. Now, in prognosing, one is saying, like a wise physician, now that you don't look too good, if you and I don't do something about it, you've had it, chum. But the operative phrase is, if you and I don't do something about it. It's an option and a challenge and no longer an inevitability. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, the principal of McGill, Dr. Ari Bell, will thank the speaker.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I had the pleasure of introducing Lord Ritchie Calder at the beginning of this series, I said that the Beatty Lectures had provided us over the years with an unusual variety of subjects treated from an unusual variety of points of view. And I guessed then, I prognosed, that we would not have another speaker who would be so likely to treat a wide variety of subjects from a wide variety of points of view by a single individual as Lord Ritchie Calder. We have seen that prognosis most amply demonstrated, not only in this fine series of lectures, but also in the many other activities that he has contributed in this week in Montreal, which seems, sir, to have built you into the local scene in a way that I never would have believed. Thank you for all that, and thank you especially for the Beatty Lectures.
Thank you very much indeed, Principal. I just want to just say this, that apart from the you having a very, very responsive and appreciative audience, patient, put it that way, audience is here, I couldn't have enjoyed my time more than I have done in the varied opportunity I had in the University of McGill. I was just lamenting the fact today that this, for me, must be a reconnaissance. I've turned up so many things in which I'm interested, met so many people, so very many like-minded people, incidentally, very encouraging, always nice to have your prejudices confirmed. But anyway, I just wish that I could devote as much time as I'd like to just to follow through all the interesting, really interesting, encouraging things which I found going on in the University of McGill. Thank you, Mr. Principal, and thank McGill. Thank you.